Well, in the state of Louisiana, there is now more than 18,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, and this is amid another ongoing health crisis. Louisiana has the fourth highest rate of new HIV infections in the country, with more than 20,000 people already living with the disease. And since HIV targets a person's immune system, healthcare providers are worried that those living with it are particularly at high risk. For a deeper look, we're joined by Carol Giles. She's the Director of Client Services at the Comprehensive Care Center of Southwest Louisiana. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. This is a pleasure.
Yes. So your center serves over 600 patients, and in some cases, it's where they also receive their primary care. How have the center's services changed since this COVID-19 outbreak?
Our medical providers have been trying very hard to encourage our PrEP patients to stay on their PrEP medication so that they will be protected no matter what their behaviors are. We are doing blood testing for HIV through our lab. If someone comes and wants to get tested, we're not going to turn them away. But it won't be a rapid test. It'll be a test that requires some time to come back.
Your organization also provides transportation and food. Are those services still available? And how are you keeping people safe during all of that?
Yes, we are still providing services. We locked down our agency about a week and a half ago. So patients who receive gas cards or bus tokens are calling their case manager, and then we're taking forms and transportation assistance out to them. Our case managers are wearing masks and gloves. Our food pantry is open on its regular schedule, and we've pledged to do that as long as we have supplies.
Yeah, and that's very important because so much of your population are low income, and they really need this service.
They do. Most of the food pantries in our area have closed because they're staffed by volunteers, many of whom are in high-risk age groups. So we are really critical at this point. Food stamp programs in Louisiana are at an all-time low in terms of benefits. We have single male clients who receive as little as $11 a month in food stamps. So our food pantry is really vital for our clients who need food support.
Yeah. You know, your organization is really committed to outreach and rapid testing. Right now, you all are not able to do that. I can imagine this is distressing because, as we mentioned earlier, this is a state that we are seeing an increase in people being diagnosed with HIV and AIDS. What are your biggest concerns right now?
My biggest concern is that when all of this is over, we're going to see an increase in HIV cases. I'm concerned that we're going to have people who are not able to access protective materials like condoms, who got off of their pre-exposure prophylaxis, their PrEP medication, and that we're going to see increased cases.
That's Carol Giles. She is the Director of Client Services at the Comprehensive Care Center of Southwest Louisiana. Thank you so much for taking the time to share the work that you're doing.
Again, this has been a pleasure. Thank you.